This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, October 22nd. Well, grain traders keep a wary eye on the boost in the soybean market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We've had a decent rally. We've come back, you know, almost a dollar as of late, but we still have some decent resistance levels above. But I would say the most important thing is I've seen that the managed money or the funds, they're long beans, and as well as the smaller traders, they're also long beans. Now, to have them both long at the same time is a pretty rare occurrence. And why does that throw up at least red flags, or like yellow caution flags at least, maybe not red, is that everybody now is looking in for the market to go in one direction, and that's kind of hard to do because who's going to be the new buyer that comes to market when everybody else is already long? So you could actually get some bullish news that's going to slow this thing down and not give you what you want, because we need to have new buyers have a good reason to come to market. So be careful about that. That's a rare occurrence, and that's something to keep an eye on.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 8 3/4 at 524 and a quarter. December corn was down 3 3/4 at 387. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 5, ranging from 603 to 610. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 8 1/4, ranging from 580.5 to 590.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 6 3/4, ranging from 657 3/4 to 677 3/4. Live cattle for October was up 47.5 cents at 111.05. October feeder cattle was down 7.5 cents at 143.47.5. And October class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1866.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line report.